This is a Pivotal Conversations podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Girl Fit Method podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Wakefield, and I am here to help you take charge of your health, get empowered, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Girl Fit Method podcast. So on today's podcast episode, I'm going to be answering the question, should you be burning calories when you have overeaten or when you have had a binge in order to counteract the amount of food that you ate so that you don't gain weight? This is a really good question and one that I always wanted to know the answer to myself. However, before we get stuck into this podcast episode, I feel I have not done a solo episode in so long. And so, you know what? It's always so exciting to chat with guests and talk to people about the things that they're really passionate about and what they're experts in. But you know what? I was going to say chewing the fat with you all. And for anyone that's not Australian, you'd be like, excuse me, Tash? Chew the fat? Yes. In Australia, when we say like chewing the fat is another way of saying, I was going to say having a yarn, which is also an Australian term. It's basically just talking. It's me just talking and talking and talking and talking. And I kind of enjoy that. I enjoy having a chat to you guys, filling you in on my life. So let's do that. Oh, yesterday at about lunchtime, I started to feel a little bit tired. Actually, let me backtrack. So here's the thing. I need to move out of the place that I'm in at the moment, which is so sad because I love this house so much, but all good things must come to an end. And I'm also deciding to think about it in a really positive light in that there's a new adventure. So me and Sunny, he's a little bit sad to leave as well, but I said to him, no, this is exciting. We get to find a new house. This is a new chapter. And so in Australia, it is so difficult to find homes. There's a massive shortage. And so it's taking over my life at the moment. We are literally looking at like 3 or 4 homes every single night and not getting any of them because there are hundreds of applicants for each house. It's really crazy. But I was looking at this house on It would have been Monday night, okay? And it's like a small house. I'm in this room and this girl is sneezing, coughing, and like her nose must have been running and she's... But it was so excessive. I was like looking at her like, are you really sick? Because you sound like you should be at home right now. And then I thought to myself, it's just me and her in this small room, no ventilation. What are the chances I'm going to get what she's got? Lo and behold, literally the next day, I start getting a sore throat, headache, feeling really tired, chills, achy. And today I am just feeling horrible. I don't know what I've got. Maybe it's the flu, but like, you know, when your whole body hurts, like my head hurts to touch. I'm okay. I'm just complaining, but I'm annoyed because I knew I was like, she's sneezing and those little germ particles are just flying straight into my face. And here we are, I'm sick. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to smash out 2 podcast episodes today. I'm going to record a couple of solos and just on topics that I guess answering questions that I know are really common, like this particular question I'm going to answer today. So if I feel a bit flat, I do feel flat. If I sound flat, you know why. I'm in struggle town today, but I'm sure in a couple of days I will feel a-okay and back to my normal self. I'm also going to announce who the Gymshark voucher giveaway winner is today as well. It's so funny. It's such a like long-winded, I find it really hard to say. I've got to remember Gymshark voucher giveaway winner. The whole sentence. Maybe it's my ADHD. There's just a lot going on in that sentence and I have to really think about it when I say it, every single time when I say it. But I am going to announce who that is at the end of this podcast episode. So make sure you stick around to hear if that is you. And for anyone that hasn't, leave a rating, a review. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Take a screenshot of it and send it to me and you will go into the running to win a $100 Gymshark voucher each month. I give them away. But I just truly appreciate all of your support. You guys have no idea what it means to me. And we're at, I think, 724 5-star reviews on Spotify. Okay, I have my vision board in front of me and it is going to hit 1,000. We are going to hit 1,000, guys, because we're going to try and reach as many women as we possibly can, teach them that they do not need to stay stuck in a cycle of self-loathing, low-calorie diets, and that they can find freedom and find life outside of food and exercise and their body just controlling every step of their life. And you guys can be a part of that by supporting the podcast. So I really, truly appreciate that. And let's make an impact together. All right. I want to get stuck into this question. So let's just say you have overeaten, you have binged, or let's just say that you're in the mindset that in order to eat a certain amount of calories, you need to burn a certain amount of calories. Let's talk about where this has come from. And there is no doubt in my mind that the media and diet culture have played into this narrative. I too remember feeling this. I remember having to feel this need to work out 7 days a week in order to earn my food, right? So if I didn't exercise, if I didn't burn as many calories, then how could I then maintain my current weight eating what I'm eating when I am burning those calories if I wasn't to burn those calories, right? It wouldn't make sense to me. And so I got stuck in this mindset of this anxiety of having to exercise in order to lose, or in order to maintain weight, I should say. Now, I'm going to explain to you why this isn't actually correct. And you guys have probably seen infographics on social media where it's like, you know, I don't know, a block of chocolate equals 2 hours of running. And the truth is like, doesn't really work like that. And let me explain why. So we have your total daily energy expenditure. Your total daily energy expenditure, TDEE, is the amount of calories that your body burns in a 24-hour period. Now, that is made up of several things. The biggest component of your TDEE is your BMR, your basal metabolic rate. This is, and you guys, if you listen to the podcast, you've heard me speak about this. This is the amount of calories that your body burns just by staying alive with no activity whatsoever. I think that takes up, I don't have the infographic in front of me, I think it's like 60 to 70%. It's quite a significant amount, right? So it's over, actually, that's probably incorrect. I think it's like 40%. Wow, I should really fact check this. And I should know, but my brain's a bit cloudy today. It's a big chunk within your BMR, right? So that you can't do too much about. You can alter that to a degree. Things like making sure that your hormone health is nice and up to scratch and things are looking great there. Also, the more muscle you have on you as well will increase the amount of calories that you burn, how much sleep, basically how your body runs. But a lot of that comes down to the size of your body. So how tall you are, what gender you are. Men tend to burn more calories at rest than women because they've usually got more muscle on them. So that's going to make up the majority, and there's not much you can do there. We then have the thermic effect of food. The thermic effect of food is the amount of calories that your body burns when digesting certain foods. And funny enough, protein burns the most through that digestive process. And that's another reason why we want to make sure we keep our protein intake high in our diet. Another part is going to be your NEAT, your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Now, this actually does account, I think, for about 20%. And this is all the movement that you do that's subconscious. This is also impacted has quite a strong correlation between the amount of food that you eat, because when you're not eating a whole lot of food, and actually when you're ever exercising, this will downregulate. So you will actually move less. The subconscious movement you have will downregulate, and that is because your body's recognizing it's not getting enough energy, or it's expending, it's burning too much energy in your workouts in order to maintain where you're currently at, or to make sure that you've got a good running digestive system and your hormones are all doing really well. And so it just takes away energy from, you know, the amount of times that you fidget or blink, because you don't need that to survive, right? So however, if we actually focused our energy more so on your NEAT, your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, it's going to have much more of an impact than your workout. Now, your workouts are your exercise activity thermogenesis. Now, this takes up the smallest part of the amount of calories that your body burns in a day. So just let that sink in for a moment. The next thing to think about is that we have that adaptation process. So not only does exercise actually not burn that many calories in a 24-hour period in comparison to what makes your body burn calories, but it also will, your body will adapt over time, meaning, you know, you do a 5-kilometer run, you start running, it burns X amount of calories. Let's just say, okay, let's start again. Let's go, you decide, you know what, I'm going to start running 4 days a week. I haven't run before, and my goal is to go from 0 kilometers to 5 kilometers. And so you start running every day. You run around the block. The first couple of weeks that you are running, you burn 200 calories in each run. It's a new stimulus on your body. Your body's not used to it. And it's going, oh my goodness, Tash is expending all of this energy. I've got to learn how to become more efficient with this exercise. What that means is that over time, your body's clever and it goes, all right, I reckon I can do this. I can run around the block and not have to burn 200 calories, right? I reckon I could probably burn 150. And over time, the amount of calories that your body burns when it's running that circuit around the block will decrease. So here you are going, oh my gosh, I need to run around the block in order to burn those 200 calories so I can eat 200 calories. When in fact, you might only be burning 150 calories or 100 calories. And by the way, your smartwatch isn't going to be able to tell you that. And this is why it's such a silly concept to really eat back the calories that you burnt in a workout, or to really focus a lot on the amount of calories your body's burning, because it's never going to be really very accurate. The biggest thing to do when it comes to maintaining your weight, or it comes to gaining weight or losing weight, is focusing on your nutrition. Nutrition is honestly going to be, we talk about the big rocks and then the little rocks. The big rocks are which are the things that make the biggest difference when it comes to our health and fitness. And the small rocks are things that we look at moving when we've got all the big rocks in order. And by focusing on your exercise, the amount of calories that you're burning, there's like little pebbles, right? We don't need to be worrying about those. What we do need to be doing is making sure that our nutrition is in check. And absolutely, we are moving our body, but we're really focusing on doing that for longevity and for the way that we want our body to look. Now, a great shift for me when it came to my relationship with exercise was learning this. It was actually incredibly freeing and powerful because I felt so stuck in this cycle of needing to exercise in order to earn my food, which only bred an unhealthy relationship with food and with exercise. When I realized that ultimately my weight or my body fat percentage is primarily going to be controlled by my nutrition, that took so much pressure off the amount of exercise I felt that I needed to do. And when I realized the amount of exercise or the type of exercise that I do determines what my body looks like, that was also really interesting, because when I learned about lifting weights and building muscle and essentially sculpting my body, I realized that in order for that to happen is I needed to rest. And so more wasn't better. And when I started to reduce the amount of exercise that I was doing, I started to see results. But I wasn't actually cutting down the amount of food that I was eating. I was doing things the correct way. So instead of throwing everything at the wall going, all right, I'm going to exercise every day, I'm going to eat as little as possible and getting absolutely nowhere, I worked with my body instead of against my body. And what this can do is really help you kind of just understand and gain the concept that, okay, like I can view exercise as a means of getting stronger, of looking good, absolutely, and it doesn't need to be this punishment. So if you're in the position at the moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I overate, I need to go to the gym and work out like for 2 hours, I want to let you know that really what's going to ensure that you maintain your weight or lose weight, or, you know, probably not gaining weight in this situation, but is to build a healthier relationship with food so that you're not in this cycle of binging, restricting, because that's actually going to impact whether you gain weight way more than if you binge and then you go to the gym and work out for 2 hours. That's actually going to keep you stuck. What's going to fix things is really healing your relationship with food and getting a hold over that. And rather than food controlling you, you controlling your food choices. I know that's easier said than done, but I want to challenge you today. If you get into this mindset where food feels like it needs to be earned, then I want you to challenge yourself by decreasing the amount of exercise that you're doing, even just for one day this week, and sit in it. You're going to feel super uncomfortable. You're going to feel super anxious. But let me tell you, once you do that and you have more balance with your exercise, you're actually going to think about food less as well. And then you can learn to forgive yourself when you, let's just say, go over your calories. You go, well, that's just a part of life. I'm not going to punish myself. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm still going to eat the same amount of food. I'm going to work on my relationship with food so that in the future, I'm not in this binge restrict cycle. I can actually have the body that I want, eating a good amount of food, and continue to have this healthy relationship with exercise, but not feel like I need to rely on that in order to earn what I'm eating. So I hope that helps you. It was a complete game changer for me. It's also a complete game changer for our girls too. And, you know, obviously if you are stuck in this cycle, we do have our one-on-one coaching. I'd love to be able to help you. If you're wanting to make a bit of a smaller step to start with, challenge yourself. reduce that exercise, or go over your calories and don't make yourself overexercise to compensate for it. It's going to feel uncomfortable, but all the good things do come out of your comfort zone. All right, guys. So short, sharp, shiny today, but I hope that was really helpful for you. I am now going to announce who the Gymshark voucher winner is for this month. Drum roll, please. Okay, so it is, I can't pronounce his name, Siliasis McInnes. All right, I definitely butchered that. Your Instagram handle is Siliasmacinnes. And you said to me, hey, just want to thank you so much for the podcast. I've only recently found you. I live in Scotland. So it wasn't on my radar, but a great resource. We actually have lots of listeners in the UK and in Scotland and Ireland. And I really appreciate your review. You said, so glad I stumbled across your podcast when I was looking for information, fitness-based information and conversations. Really enjoyed the dial-in dilemma. Actually, if you guys do enjoy the dial-in dilemmas, let me know and I can continue to do those. But massive thank you. Send me a DM. I will get that Gymshark voucher out to you. And guys, that is it for me for this week. Have an incredible rest of your day, evening, afternoon. And until next time, big love, Coach Tash.